Now, back to Dimitri, live and dangerously local on Big Willie 105.5 and the River Talk Radio Network, a River Network production.
Download the River Network app and then click Big Willie 105.5. You get Dimitri live and dangerously local Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Also, you can hear me on the River Talk Radio Network, which now includes yet another new radio station, Signal 94.9 FM. Yes, now in addition to 100.1 FM, 100.9 FM, the mighty 1290 and the sturdy 1430. Hold on, I got a burp. Oh, that's much better. The audio path of totality. I got a very special guest for you, one of our favorite guests. Actually, Sammy is my favorite guest, more so than Catherine, but she comes with Sammy, so what are you going to do? The mayor of St. Clairsville, Catherine Tallman, thanks so much for joining us again here, Dimitri, live
thank
and
you.
Dangerously local. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having Sammy and I on. He is sitting right here looking at the phone like, when's it my turn to talk?
Well, get him to talk now. Can he speak? Can he say anything? Can you teach him to bark on cue, on command? Bark, Sammy! Sammy, say hello! Bark! Speak! Speak! Speak!
He's thinking about it. I don't have a treat in my hand, so I'll get him to do so in a little bit.
Hey,
him a treat.
I'm the treat! Speak, Sammy!
Sorry, he doesn't work for free.
Oh.
Now he's looking out the window, but I'm delighted to be here. Thank you.
Well, I guess we'll have to settle for you. Anyway, so how are you? First off, kiddo, how are you feeling these days? Are you okay?
Oh, much better. Yeah, I've had a shaky spring. I had pneumonia at Easter. Then about 2 weeks after that, I was playing in the yard with Sammy, and he T-boned me in the knee, and I've got a torn meniscus and a torn MCL, but rehabbing it. It's getting better.
Catherine, you need to have lots of treats so this dog doesn't T-bone you again. My God, was that what happened? That you didn't have enough treats and he said he's going to teach you a lesson?
No, he was playing with his cousin dogs and they were running like crazy. And what he'll do is go aggravate them and then come run behind my knees to hide. And he missed hiding behind my knees. He hit me in the knee and bent my knee in ways I'm sure God did not mean it to bend.
Oh,
it's
man.
Really better, but it's
a little bit of it. Did Sammy have any remorse at all?
Yes, he did. He kept coming in and putting his paw on my knee like, come on, if you get up and walk, you'll feel fine. I said, not yet, buddy.
Jeez,
but, no. Then I had a weak spout with diverticulitis and was in a local hospital, and there's a week I don't ever want to repeat. So,
oh my goodness gracious!
Spring.
Does that affect the food that you eat? There's certain things now you cannot eat because of diverticulitis.
Oh, no nuts, no seeds of any kind. But that's a small price to pay not to have that pain again. Yes, and I urge everyone: the words of wisdom are eat fiber.
Oh yeah. You can't have enough roughage. You really can't. So good for you. Now, before we get to some of your issues here and some good news, I think we shamed the Belmont County Commissioners to actually give you, the city, actually, some money this year. I'll take all the credit for that, of course. How did it go with Christmas in July and especially the bike parade? We had Jen on, Jen McMillan, who pretty much runs the city of St. Clairsville. At least that's what she told me.
Yes, she does.
And
good, that's for sure. Yeah. She did a wonderful job, and despite it being 100 degrees, people did come out to shop, and we had about 20 bikes that were donated to us by the Bike Ministry in Wheeling. They're a group of gentlemen, and they've made it their mission to rehab bicycles that are no longer rideable. They will fix them, and they donated them to us so that children can have their first bike. And the looks of delight and happiness on those kids' faces when Santa handed them a bike are just beyond measure.
Oh, that is great. Was there any one kid that stood out that had a very unusual, interesting story?
Well, there was a little guy who had been here every year he did not get a bike this year, but he comes every year for the ability to ride on Main Street because the police will close Main Street from the bank down to the courthouse, and so that flat spot right there, they let the kids ride their bikes, and this little guy just thinks that's the coolest thing in the world, so he's come every year for that. But we've had a lot of kids who just, they're so shy, but they're so tickled to have Santa hand them a bike. They're Absolutely. They look at it like, this can't be mine.
Right. Christmas and in July.
We had some decorations for them, and so they had the kids put tinsel on them and Christmas decorations so they could ride around. And I think it was a very, very successful night. And again, I thank very much Jen McMillan, Officer T.J. Stewart, Eric Timko from our rec department, our police, Policeman Greg Clark, the people who shut the street down and maintained order, and Ziegenfelders, God bless them, they donated a bunch of popsicles, and that was a very popular item in that hot weather. And thanks to DeCarlo's, they let us put the popsicles in their coolers until it was time to get them out, or they'd have been not popsicles, but just like wet paper. So everybody worked together to make it a very nice event.
Wow, it's very touching that you thanked everyone involved except the person who gave you free airtime for 10 minutes worth $1,000. It was very touching.
Mr. Dimitri, we'll have Santa make a special trip to you. Do you have a bicycle, little boy?
No. It's not Mr. Dimitri. I'm not a hairdresser, okay? It's just Dimitri. Don't call me Mr. Dimitri, for God. Not that there's anything wrong with that, by the way. No, but it was just, you were just going on and on, thanking everybody else who was involved. I'm going, okay, well, she's saving the big one at the end for me, you know? No, nothing. It was crickets.
You're absolutely right. You did. You let Jen come on and promote it, and I'll tell you what, it really helped because we had a lot of people there.
Well, and I'm sure they all were there because of me. I don't like to brag. Everybody knows that.
A lot of them were, in all seriousness. I'm sure a lot of them were because last year we had done the bike parade on the 4th of July, and we're kind of rethinking that because with the 4th of July the past few years falling on Friday and Saturday, I think a lot of people go out of town. So I think we're going to try to incorporate this bike parade more into the Christmas in July again or something close to it.
That is great.
It worked out very well.
That is great. Do I owe you any kind of free advertising? Because I told Jen that if they got some sponsors, she was looking for sponsors. And I said, well, if any of my listeners end up doing any kind of sponsoring or donating or whatever, I'll be more than happy to give them a free shout out on my show. I never heard back from Jen. I don't know if any of them did. Do you know offhand if they did? Because I'd be more than happy to, you know, to acknowledge them and give them, you know, free mentions here for all the good work that they did.
You know what? We do have a couple, and let me get the names correct from her before I give them to you.
Sure. Yeah, but I'd be more than happy to do that.
Sponsored. Okay, let me do that, and we'll get back to you so I don't screw up the names. But it was a very nice event, and I was happy again to see all those kids there because I've had so many people say to me, those are the kind of things they take with them as they get older. They remember as a kid, you know, oh, my town used to do this. And we want everybody to realize our town is a community and we want you to feel like you're included.
Oh, yeah, no question. I know you were watching the show on the Facebook live stream. And again, for all of our listeners, we're going to go to complete radio silence after 9 o'clock this morning. All the radio stations here at Rock Hill, part of the Ohio Midland News Group, the official version is AEP has got some work to do, and so they got to shut us down while they do their electrical work. The unofficial version that many people suspect, although there's not a shred of evidence that I could find, and I've been looking, is that Mr. D. Pockets is pissed off with AEP again, so he's not paying the electric bill. But the official version is we're all doing radio silence. Everything will go black at 9 o'clock this morning. But you can actually see the show Facebook live stream. It'll be recorded, of course. But you can actually do that. So there's that. Now you took exception, I think, to something that I was saying. I know that's what I was going to ask you. You were watching the show before you know, we got called you. What do you think of my little ducky from Nail City Jeep Club?
I think it's wonderful. I think it's wonderful that they are still concerned about taking care of West Virginia. And I think, you know, anything we do to support those people is wonderful. And I apologize. The part I was listening to most thoroughly was about the taxes.
Okay. All right. Well, still, I've got the little ducky here. It's Positive Duck. I may be Tawny Duck, but I believe in you. Go do your thing. You're ducking awesome. And the little duck actually has headphones. And you can actually see it on top of my mic flag. Oh, it's the Nail City Jeep Club. They're wonderful people. You might want to get in touch with them. They can do stuff with St. Clairsville. They really are. David and Jennifer Magyar. Don't call her Major. It's Magyar. Whole shady side thing. Don't ask about it. They're wonderful people. Nail City Jeep Club. They're just truly wonderful, wonderful people. So you had a bone to pick with me about ending the unfair real estate taxation?
No, I agree with you. I think the property taxes are absolutely onerous. I mean, you know, I've been in politics for 5 years, but I'm not a politician. I'm an old lady that's still paying tax, and I'm paying $6,000 a year for my property tax. And
$6,000? What are you living on this state? Wait a minute. $6,000? You live in a mansion.
No, I have two little rental properties that are very small, but the valuation has been dinged so much in the past few years. And my problem with it is, A, they have a company out of Cleveland, Akron, doing valuations. Their property valuations are so much higher there. They've got jobs, they've got younger people, they've got their property taxes, or their properties are worth more because they're in the center of industry.
Yeah.
This is still a depressed area. B, the fact that they do drone flyovers. They had valued, my dad had a glass porch put on the back of his house, and I went in, they said, well, you had a $90,000 room put on. I said, hey, wait a minute. It's not a $90,000. It's a window right, those little porches. I said, this is BS. And I did get him to move the valuation, but I thought, how arrogant of you to fly over and say, boom, here it is. You don't know.
Yeah.
And I have big problems with that. And again, the fact that they've got a company out of Cleveland, Akron, assigning valuations, they can't be accurate.
And yeah, but even if they are accurate, let's just say, it's still the most unfair tax in the history of taxation, because you pay for your real estate, your home, once, but then you got to pay taxes every year forever, right, even though you bought it only once. And then your taxes go up when other people buy other homes. That means the value of your home has gone up, but you've done nothing. And now you've got to pay even more in taxes. There's nothing so unfair as the real estate tax. And Ohio has got to lead the nation to eliminate this thing.
Well, I agree that if they did eliminate it, they would get their money back in other places. They could raise sales taxes, which would irritate me, but at least you're making a choice to buy something, knowing you'd have to pay a higher tax.
And you only pay a sales tax once. You pay a sales tax only one time.
When you purchase.
Exactly.
But, I mean, I'm very sensitive to our citizens in St. Clairsville and Belmont County. We've got a great degree of older people, and they're on fixed incomes, and having to pay that tax as it keeps going up is very, very burdensome.
Oh, yeah, and all the real estate companies that you have in St. C and around St. C, can you imagine how much more successful they would be, how the real estate industry would be booming, and that everybody would be so much better off with eliminating the real estate tax on property? Can you imagine how much more money each homeowner would have, each landlord would have, to fix up their homes, to really make them look really, really nice, even nicer than they look now, if you just let the people keep their own money? I'm telling you, this would be a boom to the real estate industry.
Well, I've heard people tell me they're afraid to fix things up because their taxes will go up.
Exactly.
It's truly a shame, because it makes you... It makes you hesitate about fixing up your property.
Exactly.
But the fact that so many people in Belmont County are own pieces of land, like acres of it, and the valuation they put on it is so high. And a lot of these are older people. It's I've got a big piece of land, but I can't afford.
Can we do this? Can we recruit you to help with the signatures? Give that some thought. I think you'd be a wonderful addition.
I should give that some